Hi, this is Sam. A couple of days ago, my fiancée Christine was about to take a shower. The door was closed when I heard a scream. It went something like, "Ah!" Which is actually more of a sharp exclamation than a scream. And then I heard her say, "Sam, there's a spider in the bathtub!" And then I gave a slightly arachnophobic scream, which sounds a little like, "Ah!" I ran to the bathroom with a Timberland boot in my hand, and I handed it over to her. And she says, "That's too big." So I reach down and I take off my slipper, and she says, "That's too small." So I ran to the bedroom and I came back with a shoe, and she says, "That's just right." And she took the shoe from me and swatted the spider. That's when I realized that she wears the pants in this relationship. Just yesterday, I was wandering around in my slippers again when I decided that I should take a shower. So I went to the bathroom, and still with my slippers on, I stepped into the tub and I stomped around to make sure that there weren't any spiders in there. When I was satisfied, I got out and got ready for my shower. And at the end of my scrub-a-dub-dub, I urinated. Not because I was afraid, or because I had some sort of prolonged terror that I was smothering and my bladder just released. No, America, I peed because I decided that if a spider was going to bite me, he deserved to be peed on before he did it. This brings me to the point of this cast. Eric Rubin pleaded guilty to 4 bombings in 1996. He bombed the Summer Olympics, and his reason for doing so is to embarrass the United States in front of the world because we have abortion, and that we shouldn't, you know, that abortion is bad and it's murder. Well, I actually agree with Eric Rubin in the sense that I'm against abortion, and I do feel that all life is sacred, and I even agree with it, you know, whether it's a man, a woman, a child, an adult, a baby, even a little spider. I mean, if I hadn't aborted that spider, all sorts of problems could be averted. There wouldn't be any more flies in my house. I wouldn't have any ants crawling around. I wouldn't have to worry about in the morning when I'm eating my cereal if I'm swallowing leggy little insects and their furry little bodies are being digested by my tummy. I feel this way, yet I didn't hesitate to hand Christina 3 objects with which to kill the spider with. What does this tell you? That the human race is hypocritical. Now, something about bombing for abortion that makes me chuckle is that they're glorifying life, yet destroying it at the same time. Now, that is also a hypocritical paradigm. I'm not sure of any constructive way to protest abortion, but I'm sure it's out there. I mean, signs and yelling and making an ass out of yourself isn't going to do anything. It's akin to gay people protesting straight marriages. You don't want to alienate yourself. You don't want the crowd of people you're trying to reach to hate you. You don't want to scare them into following some certain form of thinking, because that, my friends, is despotic, and nobody likes a dictator, you know? People want to run their own lives. And so for all of you out there who feel like bombing something for some reason or another, just remember, people are going to hate you for it. So, with that in mind, If you want to bomb people to make them hate you, then go right ahead. I mean, I can't stop you. So, yeah. I'm not endorsing it, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, but if you're gonna bomb somebody, be prepared to be despised. That's all the time we have for this show. I've got an email here. It says, let's see, oh, where'd it go? Ooh, this is professional. Ah, here we go. It says, you said if someone emailed you, you'd love them for it. Now, what exactly does that mean? Are you a male escort? Do you send candygrams? Will you program our VCRs for us? Should I look out my window in fear for a week after writing this? Just wanting a little clarification. You've seen I Am Sam, yes? Keep up the gloomy work. Wayne Evans from the John and Wayne Show. Well, thank you for your email, Wayne. I very much appreciate it. And no, I haven't seen I Am Sam, but that's because I hear that men and women cry with equal abandon at the end of that movie. I always worry about those sorts of films because I took people's advice with City of Angels, which is a similar sort of movie, you know, that makes people cry and yada yada, and I just wound up puking at the end of it. I did rent The Notebook, and this movie is also supposed to be a tearjerker. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say yay or nay on that score. But, so, I guess what I'm trying to say is maybe someday I will watch I Am Sam. How will I love you, Wayne? Well, I had a couple of ways to say I love you. And, I mean, I couldn't think of a better way than to come up with a sound effect. So, from this point on, whenever this sound effect is made, I will think of you. I'm not sure if you heard that, but it was me clicking my mouse. So, if you want to email me and have me show you my love and appreciation for it, address your emails to bluecansam@gmail.com. Thank you.